Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Therapy. I'm your host, Vanessa Martindale, and I've got Dan and Nako back with us again today, you guys. If you listened to last week's episode, Dan is a BKF member. He is our videographer. He is also he has a PhD in clinical psychology, and so much wisdom, Dan. We have a lot to learn from you. The conversation was great last week.
It was a good one.
It was a very good one. If you haven't listened to, you guys, go back, listen to it. We talked about being like your upbringing in a house where there are mental health issues or disorders and how to deal with that. So go back and listen to that. But this week we're going to talk about something that we all deal with at some point in our life. And actually it can start at a young age, but we're going to be talking about life transitions. And I know with dealing with blended families, being in a blended family, you know, there was big life transition for me growing up at a very young age. You know, when your parents divorce and you're, you know, living with a single parent, and then your parent gets married and, you know, you're forming a blended family, but also later on after you graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Going off to college.
Leaving the nest.
Leaving the nest, flying the coop. And then, you know, getting married, moving, you know, when you have the loss of a family member or a friend, things like that. And so we're going to touch on those today and some major life transitions. And how do we cope with that, and what can we do? And so, Dan, I know you recently have had a lot of transition going on.
Yes.
You became a part of the team.
Woo.
You also moved here.
Yep.
From California?
Yeah. We moved here from California just over a year ago, about 14 months. And yes, Vanessa, huge transition. If you're listening and you know anything about moving, you know there are many pieces involved in that. And from packing up all your stuff, yeah, realizing you probably have a lot of stuff you don't need.
Yes.
Putting it all in the moving truck.
That's the great thing about moving, because then you like, that's when you do your purge, right? Because you're like, okay, I'm going to take this. I'm going to leave this, and then we're going to get some new stuff. Keep going, Dan. Sorry.
Yeah, those transitions are big, and there's a lot of moving pieces involved in life transitions. You mentioned going back to adolescent. Before I talk about moving here to Texas and everything that was involved in that, I grew up in a military family. So I had a father who was in the Army for over 20 years. And for us growing up, me and my four brothers, we moved a lot.
Yeah.
We were always the new kids at school. Yeah. And so, in an interesting way, we kind of got familiar with transitions in that sense. But with that came losing best friends, having to make friends, having to get adjusted and acquainted to whole new school districts and joining sports team, which actually was helpful because it kind of builds in that connection.
Yeah.
And when you get that connection, hey, we have to move next year.
Yep.
Hey, we have to move in 2 years.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing with transitions is recognizing not just that they happen, mm-hmm, but that they have an impact.
Yeah.
They change the way you think about stuff.
Yeah.
I know for me and even some of my siblings, we've talked about this as we've gotten older, is you almost can't trust that you're going to stay stable when transitions happen so frequently.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to get involved in this thing. I really enjoy it. But when is it going to be taken away from me?
Yeah.
And that hurts.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah. No, I resonate with that. You know, growing up, my mom and I moved a lot. We would live in an apartment, and then, you know, times were tough. So then we would move into my grandmother's house, and we would move out of my grandmother's house back into an apartment, you know, move back into my grandmother. Or, you know, when my mom and stepdad got married, we lived in two different houses. And then when Scott and I got married, oh my gosh, like I felt like we were gypsies because we were constantly moving from here to there. And so, you know, growing up like that and having a lot of life transition at a young age, I knew that it was really important for me when Scott and I got married. I remember having a conversation of like, hey, like, I don't want that for my kids. Like, I don't want a whole lot of transition. I want stability. And so very much craved that. And I love that we have that stability now. But, you know, for anyone that is maybe in that transition season, Dan, or like is coming up on that, like they know that they're having a move, or they know, hey, like I'm going to be retiring, or my kids are getting married and we're empty nesters. What are some practical, and I would say too, like some spiritual things that we can do to prepare our hearts and minds for that? Because when those transitions happen, it can cause, we've seen a lot of people where they begin to experience depression, They don't know how to cope. We see so many, especially with the ministry, we see so many families, couples, that when their kids go to college, because they've devoted so much attention to the kids, they don't know how to be married.
Yeah.
We also have people in retirement. They have done so much in their lives that they hit retirement and they're like, I don't know what to do with myself. Like I need a hobby. I need something to do. And so for those that maybe are expecting, you know, some big life transition coming up, or maybe you're just in the thick of it right now, what are some things that we can do to prepare our hearts and minds for that?
That's such a great question. And I like the idea of having these practical recommendations.
Yeah.
I know for me and my wife, when we were relocating from California to Texas, the one thing that we did, and we did it deliberately, was pray.
Yeah.
And we would pray and we would say, hey, God, is this me?
Yeah.
Is this my will or is this your will?
That's good.
And it was through that consistent prayer life that we found stability in the unstable.
Right. Right.
We don't know what's coming our way when we move to this new place. We don't know who we're going to meet. There's so many unknowns, I think, in these transitions. And it's in our best interest to really connect with the one who is stable over time. And that is God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I felt a sense of relief in the storm through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So finding a way to pray by yourself, and then also, like I mentioned, finding a way to get in prayer with people you are close and connected with that are stable pieces in your life.
Yeah.
So for me, it was my wife. There were some other people. I have a very small circle of people that I'll pray with just because I know how helpful they are to me.
Yeah.
And I try to protect that.
Yeah.
I have a sibling who I can really do Bible studies with and really going to God's word and looking for wisdom. Because sometimes we can get so caught up in what we want to do.
Yeah.
There is a skill in learning to take a bigger perspective and ask, God, is this what you want me to do?
Yeah.
God, help me make sense of this uncertainty. God, help me to find some direction and let it be your direction.
No, that's so good. Yeah. I mean, prayer, I mean, that's always the first go-to. I think it helps set the path. And then from that, you know, we can partner with God in doing the practical things, you know, being prayerful about that. And God, where do you want us to go? Like you were saying, moving, like, do you want us to go to Texas? Do you want us to go to Florida? Like whatever that looks like. And following the Holy Spirit's prompting in that. And then along the way, you know, some practical things, it's like the preparation for that. Okay, God, you're calling me here. Like, what do I need to do to prepare for that? You know, and using your story, Dan, as an example of you moving, like, okay, let's do our research. We're moving to Texas. You know, where do we want to live? What are some good school districts? Or maybe if it's a job, like researching the schools or the businesses around that area, coming up with a plan. And, you know, and the plan may not go exactly, you know, the way, but when we can establish a plan and follow that, it provides less opportunity for just for chaos, for maybe more stability. I think having a plan just gives you kind of a roadmap of like, okay, here's something to follow.
This idea that humans require order.
Yeah.
And having a plan, writing it down on paper. This is A, B, C. We got to get the moving van. Well, what's the step before that? Well, let's call around and see what some good deals are.
Oh, yeah,
Let's create a financial plan. How much money do we want to spend on fast food as I drive from one state to the other?
Yeah.
These are very practical solutions to just getting from A to B. But they're also those ones you sometimes overlook unless you think about them.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I think having like some goals too. I think about the person, Scott and I always talk about like what it would look like when we retire, you know, when we're like 65. I don't see Scott retiring then because he's just a go. he's a busybody. But, you know, like what's the plan? Like, am I going to play golf? Am I going to do a men's group? Just having these things, not necessarily to fill the void, but having a plan of, hey, I've been doing this for so long. This is what life has looked like. We're about to enter into something that's new and unknown, like you said. God, where do you want us to be? What is it that you want us to do? And again, coming up with that plan and all the opportunities I think that can come with that.
Yeah, when it's interesting you said opportunities at the end, because I think sometimes it's difficult to transition to new things if you are unwilling to try new things.
Yeah, that's good.
And
yeah.
You know, just even in the people that I would work with therapy, they're trying to overcome substance use and abuse and yet struggled with going and picking up a new hobby.
Yeah.
They never were the basketball person, but being willing to try basketball is a different type of life. Or right. if you're retiring, what are you going to do on during the week? What are you going to do Monday through Friday now? Yeah. Or what are you going to do on Saturday and Sunday? Or can you serve more in the local church? Can you yeah. serve more in a local organization? Can you volunteer more? And the willingness to just try new things, and not to say that the trying new things, the new thing you try has to stick, but just that willingness to say, hey, I never done this thing before. I know, I know a lot of people, once they retire, they go back to school.
Yeah.
And they learn a whole new subject matter that they never even ventured into
yeah.
because they were doing X, Y, and Z. And now this willingness to say, okay, I'm here now. I'm maybe interested in this thing. I'm going to try it out
yeah.
and see where it goes.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. In the process of the transition is one thing, but then once you're there and you're like, this is the new normal, this is life. And sometimes that can be exciting and you're like, this is amazing. But then sometimes it can be what you didn't think it was going to be. And yeah. it can be, you're like, man, what did we do? Or, oh God, why did you take me here? And so, Dan, what would you say to the person that's listening right now that maybe is in that season? Maybe it's with their blended family. I keep thinking about that as we're talking. You know, there's so many transitions that happen with blended family. You transition from being a nuclear family, your parents go through a divorce, now you're in a blended family, and then maybe you bring an hours kid into the picture, or maybe you have kids going off to college, and maybe you're in this new blended family, and you're like, man, this is just not what I thought it was going to be. It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm not as happy as I thought I was going to be. You know, what would you say to... Yeah, anybody that's listening, and whether there's a blended family issue, or like you said, they're overcoming substance abuse, or they just moved or retired, that maybe is in that season, they're like, man, God, I just didn't think this is what it was going to be. What encouragement would you have for them?
The thing that came up to me was Psalms 55:22. You probably know that one. Cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you.
Yeah.
He will never let the righteous be shaken. And this idea that life transitions are a challenge in a nutshell, and they look different from person to person. Maybe you're beginning to blend and there's people coming into your life and they're complete strangers at this point.
Yeah.
And you don't know what that's going to look like. You don't know what assertiveness and healthy communication might look like with them.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're even going to like or love you.
Yeah.
Cast them on God.
Yeah.
Give them to the one who yeah. it says will not let you be overcome.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's so good. Yeah. His word does not return void. And I think anytime we're in that season of just unknowing, or you're just like, God, I'm scared, or Lord, this is just not what I thought it was going to be. Trusting in the Lord that he's got you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you, just like his word tells us. And just being faithful in that. And that it can be so hard. I know. We've been in season.
It's so challenging.
So challenging. But when we see that he delivers us through that, you got it just reminds us of his faithfulness and his goodness. And we can always go back to that in that next season when we're experiencing those life transitions of like, okay, God, you saw us through this before. You're going to see us through this again.
Yeah. And then giving God praise for,
yes.
for his consistency, his yes. faithfulness, his yeah. mercy and his grace. I was just talking to my wife this weekend on Saturday about this. Yeah. Wow, we made it to Texas and it's working out.
Yeah.
And it was difficult.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's not always an easy road.
Yeah.
And we can still choose to show up, trust in God, yeah. give him the praise, regardless of how it's turning out or how it looks right now, because he loves us and he cares for us.
No, oh, that's so good, Dan. Well, you guys, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode on life transitions. We kind of touched on a few, the moving and or dealing with retirement and blended families. But, you know, you guys, we hope that this has encouraged you and touched you in some way. And you guys, if you have any suggestions or any topics that you would like for us to discuss on Let's Therapy, we would love to receive those from you. So you can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com or send us a DM through our Instagram or Facebook. Our social media team is always answering messages. If you were in need of prayer, maybe you're in a life transition right now and you're like, guys, I need some covering. I need prayer. Please reach out to us. Our team would love to cover you in that. But Dan, thanks again so much for being on today. We always love having you on because you're just a wealth of wisdom and knowledge. And we love having Dan on the team too. We're very blessed to have him. So, well, you guys, thank you so much. And we'll see you again next week, and be blessed in all that you do.